On this morning after the presidential debate, we've called one of the presidential campaign managers. David Axelrod is a Chicago political consultant who has guided Barack Obama's campaign. He's back in Chicago this morning. Mr. Axelrod, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I want to ask about some news made in the debate last night. John McCain said he's going to, if he's elected, order the Secretary of the Treasury to immediately buy up bad home mortgages and renegotiate them for homeowners. Is this something that Barack Obama would support?
Well, look, that is part of the legislation that was passed. The rescue package gives the Secretary of Treasury the authority to do that, and it's one of the tools that's available. I don't think at this juncture that Obama would be all in on a strategy like that.
Meaning that there's going to be the legal authority. The question is whether it happens.
But it is a tool that's available, and it was put there for that reason.
Obama did say in a general way last night, Senator McCain is right that we've got to stabilize housing prices. How to do it if not that?
Well, I think we have to see. This is a fast-moving situation, and whether you buy the the paper or how you move forward, I think is something that needs to be determined. But it's certainly available. The thing that was odd was Senator McCain didn't seem to recognize that that was already a vehicle that could be utilized, and indicated that that was something new that he would.
Well, he's saying I would order this thing to be done, as opposed to leaving it as an option for somebody.
Yeah, I mean it's a large decision. It's a $300 billion decision to do that. That's I think the cost associated with it, and I think if that is the most effective way to help homeowners, then, but you may be able to implement. You may be able to, in a less direct way, influence policy as regards to mortgages, and that's something that needs to be explored.
We're talking with David Axelrod. He's campaign manager for Senator Barack Obama. And Mr. Axelrod, after watching the second debate last night, I wondered, maybe others did too, why are the candidates relatively civil when they're meeting face-to-face, but they seem much more harsh toward each other outside the debates, in their commercials and in their speeches and elsewhere?
Well, Steve, I can't speak for the other campaign. The basic critique that Senator Obama delivered last night is the same one that he's been discussing all over the country. There's a very different philosophy between these two candidates. Senator McCain essentially is proposing a continuation of the policies we have. He wants another $300 billion in tax cuts for big corporations, the very wealthy.
If I could stop you for just a second.
Target that to the middle class. On health care, there are profound differences. Senator McCain is pretty much wedded to the philosophy that's governed us for the last 8 years, and Senator Obama wants to change it.
We heard that, if I could interrupt you for a second, Mr. Axelrod. We did hear that last night, but there's something else that gets added when it comes to advertisements. When John McCain was on this program last week, we did ask him about some of the negative and perhaps false ads that his campaign has run. I do have a question about one of your campaign's ads. I want to play you some tape from an Obama radio ad about stem cell research.
Stem cell research could unlock cures for diabetes, cancer, and Alzheimer's, too. But John McCain has stood in the way.
And that ad goes on to say he's opposed stem cell research. Factcheck.org, the website, says that's misleading at best and that McCain has favored stem cell research since 2001 for 7 years.
Well, he does have a mixed record on stem cell research, but the fact is that his party's platform, his choice of a candidate for vice president, who is adamantly opposed, says something else. So,
but isn't that false to say that he has opposed stem cell research when he doesn't?
Excuse me?
Isn't it false, though, to say he's opposed stem cell research when he doesn't? He hasn't for 7 years?
I think if you listen to the wording of the commercial, I think he has opposed stem cell research.
Oh, in the past.
That has been clear. I think that you just acknowledged that until 2001. He voted against it, and he's endorsed a party platform that is hostile to it. He's embraced a running mate who's hostile to it. And I think one of the questions in this election is on many, many issues. Look, John McCain once said that the Bush tax cuts offended his conscience. He once said that they were irresponsible. Now he wants to double down on them. He's made a Faustian bargain with the right wing of his party, and he's embraced much of its agenda. So the question is, can you be certain exactly where he'll be when he's president, if he were president of the United States. And I think that's a legitimate question.
Mr. Axelrod, one other thing I want to ask about. A lot of voters that we interview and that we read about seem to just now be coming to grips with the idea of a black candidate for president. Do you think that racial concerns have made this race a little closer than it would otherwise be?
You know, I really don't. I think that if there are voters who are motivated that way, they're unlikely to have been voting for the Democratic nominee anyway. I think this race is opening up right now because people are beginning to focus on who represents change and who does not.
Although, let me, if I could interrupt you, just because
I don't believe that at all. I have a very positive view of what's going on in this country right now, and I think Senator Obama's received a great he's been received well all over this country, support all over this country, and it's growing by the day.
Sorry to cut you off a little bit, just time is short, and I want you to hear this tape from Tina Graham. She is a white Democrat we interviewed last week in Southwest Virginia. She doesn't like John McCain at all, but is not sure that she can pull the lever for Barack Obama.
Until he was nominated to run for president, I never really thought about whether or not that I was racist or whatever you want to, however you want to put it or whatever. It's just the fact that I think that he will represent them and what they want and what they need and stuff, and forget about, you know, they're his people, they're his race.
David Axelrod, that's a Democrat, someone who's sympathetic to your side. In just a few seconds that we have left, how does your campaign try to deal with voters like that?
Well, I think we're talking to voters all over the country about their circumstances and our economy and how they're going to fare in the future under our policies and the policies of the other candidate. I have to tell you, Steve, I think the vast majority of them are responding. We're doing as well with Democrats as John McCain is doing with Republicans at this point. So, I mean, I understand the fascination of the media with this issue. I think what we're going to find on November 4th is that that is an overstated factor in the race.
Mr. Axelrod, thanks for taking our questions this morning.
Okay, great to be with you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. David Axelrod is campaign manager for Senator Barack Obama. And by the way, we have put in a request for Senator John McCain's campaign manager as well.